Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Maverick Podcast. Today, me with my three musketeers, we're joined by three beautiful ladies. Yeah. Today's going to be a very fun day, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys will clap first of all. Yeah, I'm so happy. I don't know what to say. I'm nervous, but I'm not today. It's going to be a very good day. So, first of all, you guys know the three musketeers already, their names. Or do you want to say your names again?
Hey, guys, it's Pablo. I'm here. I'm glad to join you.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Amalemba Dalmas. Welcome.
I'm Caleb.
Karibuni.
Yeah, and also we're joined by three beautiful ladies. Let them say their names.
Whoop, whoop. My name is Claire from Kakamega County.
Hey. Mega County. Hey. Take a count.
And I'm honored to be part of this team today.
You're very welcome to this team. Mm. Very humble team. Next.
Hi guys, I'm Billy from Kakamega County, so happy to be here.
Like Billy the Wiz.
Billy Jean. Yeah, very nickname. Let the other beautiful lady say her name also.
Hello, I'm Ivy Rose from Kakamega County. And so happy to be part of this podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome to the Maverick Podcast. As you see, karibuni sana. Let's clap for the ladies. Today we have a very nice discussion, by the way. A very interesting discussion. Dalmas, you start us off, right? We're going to talk about misconceptions, questions we have. The boys want to ask the girls some questions. Also, the girls will ask the boys some questions also. So we'll kickstart this podcast with Dalmas, a very good friend of mine. Dalmas,
yeah.
What do you have to say today?
Hello again, guys. I am done setting us off. My first question to the ladies.
Yes.
We should do a drum roll first. First question. Okay.
I want to know what's your take on man having a best friend with of the female gender.
If you follow the Maverick Podcast, you know all about, you know the story behind this question. So,
you had to bring that up.
So you should not be surprised. If you don't know, go click the...
What episode was that?
Fifth episode.
Yeah, the fifth episode where I think someone brought a boyfriend on a first date.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Who's going to begin?
It's really funny.
So I wanted to know what's their take on having a best friend of your opposite sex.
Yes.
You're dating.
Yeah, and you're dating.
We'll kickstart that question. Looks so interesting.
So your question is our take on our boyfriends having a female best friend.
Yes, exactly.
Or the other way around.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
So when your boyfriend has a female best friend, what does the relationship entail? What do they do? Or why is she his best friend? Is it that they grew up together or they just met somewhere along the way? How exactly did they become best friends?
Maybe best friends. That there are various categories of best friends. Mm. You can get that woman, the one that they grew up with together, or somebody who is close to him. Mm. For example, a classmate or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A classmate. But your classmate is your best friend.
Yeah.
Okay, in my opinion, in my very humble opinion.
Yes.
You're dating a girl.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be your best friend. What kind of relationship do you have? If what do you do with this other guy?
I strongly disagree.
No, wait. Why does this other girl qualify to be your best friend and your girlfriend is here? What exactly is it? Because you knew her longer, or what makes it? You know.
I mean, it's not different because, girls have their best friends like. It's not the same with guys because guys you might have 5 best friends or 6 or 10. Mm. It doesn't matter, but
which
for girls,
to be ladies or just your gender,
like your boys,
your gender,
like your boys. So you might have 10 or 12 or so, like your friends you're close with.
Mm-hmm.
But for girls you always need to have a girl best friend, like everyone. I know the three of you have. So like it it's not necessarily like if you're dating me, you maybe like I'm your best friend because like you have a female best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not necessitate for us to have like for you to be my best friend because we are dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I strongly disagree. I think that's like a misconception why
that you can have one best friend.
Yeah. Why
what's the definition of a best friend?
I think a best friend is someone who like you're most free with, who
mm-hmm.
you have most fun with.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out.
Like,
so you're having most fun with another girl, and as your girlfriend, I am here. You cannot have the most fun.
Most fun. We're taking sex out of the equation. So having most fun with your girl. Yeah, we're taking sex out of the equation. So.
Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know, you guys, what do you think?
Wanasemanga ukifuga kuku.
Mm.
But yeah. I understand your point. I understand your point. Hey, but I disagree.
What about Ivy?
I also disagree.
Disagree?
How?
You know when you have...
Okay.
When,
I, my point
okay.
is, you know, when someone is looking for a girlfriend, there are some qualities that he's going to look into. That girl
mm-hmm.
and a best friend is someone who's just there.
Qualities like availability.
Okay,
I've got a point.
Okay,
so
your
there's
girl
a there's
has
a difference
all those
between
qualities.
Best friend and girlfriend.
Okay, everyone has their own opinion, and there's something you might find in your best friend
mm.
that you cannot find in me, not find like something that you can share with your best friend that you can't share with me. Obviously, you can't share with your girl
mm-hmm.
everything, and right. I can't share. With my man, everything.
You have your boys. You have your boys.
So, the boundaries. But coming to a female best friend, no, I strongly disagree.
She's just a friend.
Oh, please.
No, watch on.
Some
me give
of us
you a
don't
scenario.
Believe in just friends.
You go and confide in your girl best friend
mm.
something that you've not even told your girlfriend. And then now, your girlfriend hears it from someone that, oh, I had Nani say this and this and this, that he's going through this shit. And then she didn't even know. She
Hold
had
on.
No idea.
Hold on.
Yes.
If your girlfriend really? Had that from another person, then that should not be your boyfriend's best friend
mm.
because she's clearly... babbling about what you told her.
Okay, well, no, what if you hear it from the girl best friend that your man came and told me he's going through this and this? You won't feel bad that he
no,
you couldn't have told
he
me
opened
he opened up to someone else and you were just there the whole time.
I think as friends you also need to set boundaries. What I'm talking to you, what I'm discussing with you should not be the same thing that you know, if I did not tell you, I had a reason to tell him.
Mm.
So if you're going to tell now the third person, it means that akuna your boundary, you're not respecting what my privacy at all.
So you're okay with your man having a female best friend?
Actually, I've never given this a thought. I think I'm just neutral, and it's about trust, insecurity. Maybe you know the boundaries, you set your boundaries, and you know, like... I don't know. I think it's about trust.
Yeah, the main virtue of trust is trust.
Yeah,
trust.
I think it's about trust.
Yeah. The main virtue of
at test in this matter is
mm-hmm.
about trust.
I think trust is the foundation of every relationship. So
even a friendship.
Caleb, you had something to say?
Yeah, I wanted to ask. Would you have a male best friend?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't have a guy I consider my best friend
mm-hmm.
and. You know, like, you'll have a close friend. But honestly, let me just be petty, but I imagine an ideal relationship is where you consider your girl your best friend and
uh-huh.
I consider my guy my best friend.
Exactly.
So I would really be, I don't know if it's called jealousy or what, but nani is my best friend. Hey, no.
Okay, what about you, Benny? We do...
I think for ladies, it's different. We are... Ladies are somehow more emotional than guys, so for guys you might think it's okay for you to have a girl best friend,
mm-hmm.
but for ladies they feel like, you know, even you, if you see, okay, what would you think if you saw your girl with a
with a male best friend, and they are very comfortable around each other.
So
if it's going to be a double standard issue, then just let it be.
If you have a problem with it, then I'll have a problem.
One last thing.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me that that being a bestie to a girl is the semi-finals of getting laid. Is it true?
Let me tell you why it's true. Let me tell you why it's true. When you have a guy who's your best friend, and one day I have a really, really bad quarrel with my man, and I'm like, you know what? I'm done with you. You know, the span of the moment where we are just really angry at each other and you don't see the possibility of you guys ever getting back together. You'd be like, of course you need a confidant. And who will I think about? My best friend. So I'll go to my best friend and I'm like, you know what?
Caleb will be there for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just here for the tea.
Okay, that was very interesting. Hi, so we move to the next person. Caleb, are you ready? Are you ready?
Let Pablo go first.
That's a burning question.
Pause. Were we supposed to only ask one question each?
Yes. He just wanted to ask one question only. He only had one question.
You only had one question, Dalmas?
Yes.
That is the only question you have pondered over for since you were born. Okay. Since Caleb is not ready, I have 5 questions.
Ready.
So you guys should like be you should be warned, this is going to be the longest episode you've had so far. Let me start like with the easiest question, because I have like very heavy questions. So the most basic one I can ask, and it sounds basic, but it's a question that I think I'm very passionate about. So, here we go. It's like, is shoe game overrated? You guys know shoe game. So like what, like the type of shoe the guy wears, so my question is, how much does shoe game affect a guy's chances when they come at you?
That's a fantastic question.
Who's there to kick us off?
Call Obama.
Ivy, let's go.
Pardon your question.
So my question is, how much does shoe game affect a guy's chances
when he approaches?
100%.
Seriously, this is a secret.
Really?
Okay, personally, when I meet a guy...
I told you guys, you didn't believe me.
When I meet a guy, the first thing I look at is his shoe.
For sure.
Yeah. Your shoes. Okay, it's just something I do. I'm not biased. It's just something I do.
Okay,
so like...
It's okay.
Yeah, wow. The shoe you wear matters. Okay, when you look at...
It's a fetish.
Okay. not a fetish.
So you look at his shoes and then his shoes are nice, so yeah, you can talk to me.
Yeah, shoes speak for... Okay, shoes, they modify your image.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes just bring up the whole picture. Mm-hmm. Even if a lady wears shoes, you can wear a nasty dress, but when you put on a shoe, it can really bring up the look.
So, you
guys are wearing nice
shoes.
They usually say,
please don't look beneath the table.
to never slippers, like.
They usually say that your shoes say a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've heard that saying.
So what does it say about a guy who wears timber?
I won't say anything about
Does anyone of you wear timbers? I've never seen.
I never used to wear
timbers,
Kevin. Kevin, look at everyone had timbers when they were in fashion, so.
No, timbers will never go to fashion. But, like, what's the impression when you meet a guy with wearing Timberland boots?
Most likely he's a gangster.
Like, hints. I can say serious. Not a perfect word. Not like. He's just there.
Alright.
He's trying to please.
Now, let me tell you my opinion on Timbers. I don't like Timbers.
Mm-hmm.
But my reason is just simple. You know, like, there are guys who wear Timbers and then they loosen the shoelace, so the shoes look huge, and then they are just, you know, and sasa it looks like I, you can't even tie the shoe, and then so many guys wear those shoes like that.
It looks bulky.
It, yeah, paka it has reached a point where now Timbers are just. Don't wear Timbers.
Okay,
that's it.
They put on some baggy
shirts.
So like it's just there to please. Okay, you just want to be seen.
So
nothing.
You understand
the shoes up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Billy, you haven't heard about Billy's opinion on
the shoe game.
Even shoe can affect.
I actually wanted to hear my people's opinion on Timberland. And I clearly got it, so yeah.
Alright.
So it will get... affect my chances.
No.
For all of you.
For me, no.
No, I don't. Mm.
So, Brian, I hope you miss here, man. Unapenda kuvaa Timba. I have a friend. I have a friend in Mtwapa anaitwa Brian Ndombi. So.
Ah, Brian Ndombi is in my school.
Yeah.
You were with him here in Hill School, right?
Oh, wow.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't to nini him?
No, I have no idea. All I know about him is that he studied in Musingu, so...
That's Dombi. Him.
Yes.
That's him.
He only, yeah, he's
it's a small world.
it's a very small world.
Yeah.
My second question, should I get raunchy or... let me be nice. My second question is, which date is more appropriate for the first date? And I have like a movie, a dinner, a picnic, a razz on the town. A razz on the town is like going out clubbing. Yeah, razz on the town is.
We don't seem to understand.
Why does it always have to be me?
Why only me? Because you're an Arsenal fan.
Don't
talk
about Arsenal.
Okay. Okay, Arras on the town is going out for clubbing and just a night's out. So
Afia.
Yeah, so that's UK slang. It's very old. Or
old.
Yeah, it's like semi 90s slang. So. No, it's not Peaky Blinders time because Peaky Blinders is like 20s.
Okay.
So the options are a movie, a dinner, a picnic, a razz on the town, or a nice meal at one of you guys' houses.
Movie,
you guys' house.
Picnic.
A razz
on the town.
A razz on the town.
A razz
on the town.
A razz on the town.
It's double Z.
Raz is R-A-Z. So shout out Vanity Fair. I learned that from Vanity Fair.
Oh, movie, picnics, that one.
A movie, dinner. A dinner, good. A picnic.
That Wi-Fi must be doing
Raz on
good.
The town. Or a nice meal at one of your houses.
Okay.
Who's going to extract that one? Billy, I think you should start this one. Yeah, I mean, extract that one.
Well, this one is, what can I say? I think it's relative to the kind of person that, if maybe I like a movie, she likes a...
Pause. Did I say most appropriate for the first date? That's
most appropriate.
For the first date.
First date.
Yeah.
So, for the first date.
Mm-hmm. I think a movie would do. Yeah, I think a movie would do. Then as you get by, you... get comfortable and then you can do dinners in the theater.
No. Not Netflix and chill.
Not Netflix and chill. No, if it's Netflix and chill, you're going to make children. No.
Netflix and children.
Netflix and children. No.
That's a good one.
Everyone's opinion on that. What would you choose?
I'd go with a movie in a theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you just want a movie, yeah?
Mine.
It's at least.
Not dinner. Uh-huh. Not movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
So I remain with picnic and nice meal at one of our houses.
Yeah.
We can't visit each other on the first date in our houses. So I'll go with picnic. Because when you go for a picnic, you get a chance to... This is our first date, so we are still trying to know each other. What kind of person are you? Ni. A picnic will do. You know, it's nice. It's natural. And then there's that vibe of, what do you do? What do you want to know? You know, and then I'll wear a sunny dress. And then, you know...
Picture that.
Picnic is cool.
He loves undresses.
I'm going to buy one tomorrow.
Question. What if the kind of person you're going out with doesn't like picnics?
Oh. Now you have to, if you want to take someone out and you really want to know this person, that's where compromising comes in.
You just have to compromise.
You have to compromise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus when a girl likes someone, and then he calls you out for a picnic, you'll say at you and she will come.
You just have to compromise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Okay. We are staying on the topic of first dates. So, the second question is: would you have sex on the first date? Would you be open to have sex on the first date?
That's interesting.
That's deep.
It's really not. It's just sex.
Wow!
We are really not the opinion.
Mr. Pablo.
Your opinion in this is very clear.
Okay, I'm not going first.
Who's going first?
Do you want to go first? Why?
Would you have sex on the first date?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Let me give a little insight. I think the problem with having sex on the first date for girls is like they think like maybe the guy will think less of them because they had sex with them on the first date. So they think like, oh, he had his way with me, so maybe like he'll think like maybe I'm slutty or something. But trust me, it turns out that way. But
thank
like
you for the inside.
Yeah, it's
Pablo Apple, man.
Yeah?
Okay. Okay. When you mean date, like a formal one, like for example, you've been seeing each other, then you decide this day, let's go on a formal date. You mean a formal one?
A formal date, like we said, you'd been to a movie, so like you go to a movie, so after the movie, so you go and chill. Yes.
Okay, for example, when you've been seeing each other severally and you've not gone on that formal date, I think it's fine.
Yeah, not seeing it severally, like, so you've been seeing each other.
Like you've been
you've been hanging out, you have known this person for a while.
I think that's what you mean.
You're concurring with her?
No, I'm just trying to say. But it depends on the person. Yeah. Some people want to do it.
This is my humble opinion.
So have you are you clear with your intentions with me by the time we are going to that date? Because like historically, statistically, so many guys go on that date, they go all out. Oh, let me take you for a movie, and then you go for drinks, and then you pa, you know, you do the thing, and then he ghosts you. And you are like, oh, this guy is so nice. We went out, you're telling your friends, now you're like, me, I think I'll just, you know. And then this guy never gets back to you. So my opinion is that, if the guy is clear with his intentions with me, at least from the go. But this guy who is just unclear and then he just wants to, you know, you guys are usually tricky, you know. Yeah, so no, I wouldn't have sex with a guy on my first date.
Oh.
Unless he's really clear, really, really, really clear. Like I'm seeing you, yes.
That really is so deep.
Yeah.
I have a question. What do you mean by unless he's clear?
I think I understand that 100%.
I understand
that.
Yeah. Caleb, you're the only person who understands. I'd like to know.
Like, look, it's really easy. Like, when you meet someone, you have what your intentions with her. I think you need to make it clear.
Yeah.
If it's towards that direction of sex, you need to make it clear from day one that this is what I want.
Because
you always have to be clear. You always have to be clear.
Because maybe she also wants to have sex with you, so she's like, oh, okay, fine. So that she knows what she's getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be mutual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, more than.
More than?
Just yeah. Every
more time. Than? I thought you were about to bring out a statistic. Yeah. More than?
You can hold on to that one.
Okay, sex aside. So we are going on to the next reason why I think sex is frowned upon. So my question is, what's your take on religion? Because religion is a very touchy subject, and so what's your take on religion, and how much influence do you think does a person's religion have on the chances of you and said person having a successful relationship?
Hold up. Selector.
So basically the question is, can if you are a Christian and say a person is Buddhist or something, can you have a successful relationship? And basically, what's your entire thing on religion, be it Christianity, Islam, or who'll go first? Ivy.
Well, religion. So I have a problem with religion. You see, just the way you have a question on your take on religion is, I think, like, how we've been brought up on a specific way, you know. You go to Sunday school, so our vision of what religion is probably is not that. Because, like, what do you know about Christianity? You wake up on Sunday, like growing up, you know, it's waking up on Sunday and going to church and listening to your pastor and doing what you're told. Yeah, but then you kind of grow up and the whole thing is kind of changing, where you're understanding what religion is, basically your relationship with God. So when you say when a guy is Buddhist and I'm a Christian, what kind of a person is he? Because I can't say no to him just because he's worshipping a different God. So who is he as a person? You could get really nice people, but just because, of course, when he's Buddhist, it might have been a choice, or he was brought up in a Buddhist family. So you can't really judge someone based on the kind of God they worship. I don't think it's a deal breaker for me.
So my question is, do you think you guys would have a successful relationship? With you being Christian and him being Buddhist.
Why not? If you guys are clicking, just you're looking at the person, not at his religion.
But now, how about you get married and then your kids? So, because now he keeps on being Buddhist and then you keep on being Christian.
No, that won't be.
Because a family is a unit, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, to go towards the same direction.
One direction.
I think that now will be a very difficult decision to make, but I don't think that should be a deal breaker for someone you want to get to know.
Would you be Buddhist for a guy who's Buddhist? And so you like the guy, and then now would you?
I just wouldn't want to change someone or make me change just to be with them, you know. I think I'm too liberal. I would just let you be Buddhist and just be Christian. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
What about when you're getting married and if you have to get married in the religion?
Yeah. There are Christians out here marrying Indians and Muslims. Like, I don't think it's time we just turn this thing around.
But now for Muslims, they usually have to convert.
Yeah. You have to do a wedding.
You have to
be a Muslim.
You have to be
like
a Muslim.
Touching on this topic, last year I was in Coast in Mombasa. I was doing there my attachment. So I had this friend of mine, a lady. So one day we started, she was a nurse. So one day we were conversing. Then I asked her about her, I brought up this topic actually. She's a Muslim. Then she told me, for her, if I'm dating her, I'll have to...
Pause. On a scale of 1 to 10, how beautiful is she? I'd like to know. This is so important for me to see her face.
Context needs to be clear.
I'll give her 7.5.
Oh, wow. Start from 7 to 10.
Okay, carry on.
So she told me, for me to date her, I'll have to convert from Christianity to Muslim. Mm-hmm.
But you're the man.
That's what I told her. I'm the man. Then she told me that can't work.
It never works
for them.
I think religion is a very sensitive situation.
It is.
It's very sensitive. So for you two to decide you want to marry and you are from different
ethnic backgrounds
or religious backgrounds, I think it just means that you two are you know, you're stronger together. Yeah. You're stronger than that religion, you know.
Because imagine the kind of things sensitive. Your family will, mm. family and
yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but I think if you like someone,
would you like someone enough to convert to their religion?
Well, I think Delmas can tell us that story well. Because, no. The second one.
Which?
The second lady in Coast.
There's no other second lady in Coast.
See?
I think Delmas was cheating on this girl he had a
crush on. No, I wasn't. What?
She was willing to be with you even though she was Muslim. That's what I want. The other one. So okay, I'm just trying to say that if you really like someone or you love someone, I think you can overcome that religion.
You can
overcome. Is overcome the right word to use here? Overcome that religion.
Overcome the obstacle of religion.
The Muslim one told me that.
Yeah, religion is definitely an obstacle.
The various repercussions that you'll go through. For example, like you'll become like an outcast from your family. You see?
Sure. Mm.
So you can just run away. You can run away with her to another country. Yeah,
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, looks like eloping is an option for Kay. So, coincidentally, I've been in Dalmas's shoes, so I know exactly how much religion can impact, like, you getting to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, for me, the only solution when it comes to religion is one of you has to compromise. So, in Dalmas's case, Dalmas refused to compromise.
In your case?
So for me, I don't really care about religion, so I don't see it as a big deal that maybe it should hinder me dating a person. So if the religion has like such an impact on who she is as a person, and she cannot abandon it, so I have no problem changing my religion to hers.
Really?
Yeah, I have no problem. But so the thing is, the only thing is, it's like you have to compromise. Otherwise, as it work, as in like the way Billy was saying, like you can just be another religion and the other person another. I think that family is doomed to fail.
Yeah.
Because first of all, like the like the oaths and like you have to be one and everything. So will you do both weddings? Because like every religion has its wedding. And like, what will the families think, and etc. So,
kwanza the moms, auntie your mom.
Have you answered your question?
And a lot of guys find themselves in that situation, especially Christianity and Islam. So,
yeah.
And then what do? You just with the girl?
Quick question: what happened to Priyanka and?
I wanted to say that.
Yeah, the Jonas brothers. Did the Jonas brother convert or did Priyanka? Because they did an Indian wedding.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe they did both.
I think they did both.
They did both weddings, but Nick converted.
He did. Converted. To Indian. Okay. Wah.
I mean, we don't know all the basics and if like they worship, like we don't know all the details, but as far as the only way that relationship could work is if Nick converted, because like as in you can't expect Priyanka to convert. She's like she has been Miss World for India like from time
it's about logic,
as in like it's logical for Nick to convert, because like she's very Indian, she's like a Bollywood she's very Indian, like she's a Bollywood actress, she has been a model for like Indian pageants.
Hey, but apparently on my apparently on my recent podcast
older.
I had a conversation with an Indian girl. Another podcast I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of insight about Indian marriages and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are going to tune in, you listen to everything. She has explained everything. But what I can say right now,
mm-hmm.
Indians can intermarry. And there's no need of converting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what she told me from India nowadays. That's changed. Even Indian ladies don't pay dowry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
like you used to think. Yeah. So if you listen to that podcast, there's a lot of insight about India.
When is it? When is it dropping?
The book.
The what?
The podcast will drop next week.
Next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting one. Very, very interesting one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Caleb just went out to take a call. but he had a point where he affirmed. I think everyone at this table knows that Priyanka is older than Nick. And that brings me to another question. Would you date an older girl for you guys?
So that's a question for the men.
Yeah, you just ask yourself a question.
Yes.
And should Caleb start because?
Yeah.
Because he just came in.
Start what?
Would you date an older girl?
Definitely yes.
Hands up if you are shocked. No one.
No, look, you know, I've done that before, and I think the level of maturity that is shown mm-hmm. with older ladies mm-hmm. is non-existent today, especially this OD generation that we have.
You had the nerve to say non-existent.
Wow.
Wow.
It's true. No offense. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to.
A girl, baby.
That's a vibe.
A girl baby. Anyway, but it's true. And the communication is so direct, like I couldn't have mind games, I'm blue ticking you, I don't know, I can't, you know, those things, those games that people play.
Ivy has the broadest smile right now. Let her speak.
I'm laughing because he's mentioned the thing about mind games before. problem.
Excuse me. For the ladies, I think you can...
But I think he's right.
You can twist the question in the sense that for them, they should answer if they can date someone who's younger than them.
Yes. Yeah. The same thing, yes.
It's the same thing,
yeah,
but...
Yeah.
That's so deep. Wow.
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe if he's younger than me, maybe he's younger, but not any younger.
Say like 5 years, seven.
That's child abuse.
So what if you're like 35 and now a 30-year-old?
That's fine.
It's still the same 5 years.
Yeah.
From her current age. Forgive me.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20?
Oh.
And yeah, that would be child abuse.
would I date a guy who's younger than me?
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
Why?
I just feel it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Yeah, because you know you're a bit. It means you're a bit older. Meaning you have a little more experience than he does, and you don't want to start teaching.
What do you mean by experience?
Experience in dealing with people and some communication, just like you say.
You don't want to start teaching.
Yeah. You know, teaching, like correcting. It's like correcting everything you do.
Okay, you don't want to mama him.
Yeah, you don't want to mama him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because you're like, now every time you have to be like, oh, I don't like how you did this. And then now he'll get upset because it's like you're calling him out. It's just a lot of work.
Especially when it comes to the non-ambitious guy. You just have to like...
And then he's probably not so grown.
True.
I think a younger guy. I think at my age, where I am right now, it's not about their cute face, their height,
I think it's about, you're dating their maturity, their morals.
It's not about their height.
Okay, that's debatable.
For Caleb's sake.
You know, you're dating their maturity, the growth. You need to evaluate that before you start feelings for something that does not deserve you, or the other way around. But I would say you go for whatever makes you happy. But I personally, I would evaluate the maturity and growth before I catch feelings for something that doesn't deserve me, or the other way.
But you know, the question is, most guys date younger girls. You know, I expect to date a guy who's a bit older.
Yeah.
So is the guy also, do guys also look at, oh, is this girl mature? Or for you guys, it's usually
I know, we would love to hear that.
Like, why is it, why do you date younger, like someone who's a bit younger than you?
Yeah, you just
said for me, I think it's more of a control thing. It's more it's true. It's subconscious. Like
I think it's evolution.
Yeah, it's something that is
evolutional.
When you have someone, I think all of these guys have experienced. So when you're dating someone who is either same age as you or older than you, kunaka pressure flani. There's that pressure and that, especially of expectations. I'm just being honest here, that they have and especially marriage.
So when you date a younger girl,
I think it gives you time to grow into that.
Because she already looks up to you. To her, you're like it.
Yeah.
For you, you're pushing yourself to be better. But now she's like, you know this guy. Hey, you don't know.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah, it's true.
So when you date, when you date an not so younger girl, she can push you to be better.
It's true. It's true. That's what I'm saying. And it's very interesting, this conversation. I think No, I don't want to go there.
Go there.
No.
Same to open up on the public podcast. People open up.
Yeah. I think I will next time. That should be another podcast.
Okay, just a minute. My opinion on that, even me, obviously, all of us, like men, it's a genes. All of us will get younger ladies than us.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't mind. If I find a lady who is beautiful also, she's older than me.
So but you're in for the looks.
3 years max.
3 years max.
Yeah, older than you, 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years max.
I would date, but I wouldn't like be with someone, like in a serious relationship with someone who's older than me. I want someone who's like...
What's the range?
So you want to...
I think younger girls are more fun in a sense.
In what kind of... What's that?
There are many senses.
Dalmas can explain that in detail. But it's true.
While dating a younger lady, the man seems to have control over the relationship. He's the one who dictates. How the pace of the relationship.
That's
the word that's
much. So you feel more manly when you're older. Like you're in control of the situation.
Because now an older girl will now start telling you, oh, may I want to go next level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe even younger girls do that. Yeah. They know if they're very sure of what they want, but you can lie.
How exclusive.
It's easy to lie to.
It's not about lying. How did this come to lying? This is not about lying.
Okay, manipulate.
No, it's not manipulation. Come on.
That's the word.
Yeah,
the word is what you say, controlling for the pace. You don't want to be rushed into something. And it's better, I think, for the environment of the relationship if the man is in control.
I think it's better for the girl.
Exactly.
Okay, Claire said...
She didn't agree with that.
No, I'm okay.
Okay,
but for the range, I would say not less than
that. That would be bad.
Not less than 4 years.
Other areas, but not.
Hey. God. So that will be the end of part one. Stay tuned for part two.